Michael Griffin there, owner of Griffin Auctioneers, estate agents in Tremor and Waterford.
And Michael, you're holding a wonderful coffee morning here for the Solace Centre. Why did you decide to hold this event?
Look, it's a great network that's on the doorstep, and it's good to get spread the awareness and get the message out of such a huge facility for a county that's right on our doorstep. And the statistics would say that men tend to keep their personal health issues private, and we're trying to encourage more male adults to avail of the service, and just to acknowledge and be aware that they can use Solace as a support network if they're going through some personal difficulties.
And you're in a great location here in Tremora, so it really lends itself to holding a community event like this.
Tremora, Mortford, Tremora's a great community. Everyone supports each other. It's a great place to live, it's a great place to work, and there is that sense of community. That spirit is there for all to see, for those who live here.
My name is Liam Cudahy, and I'm a member of the men's group in Solace Centre in Williamstown in the north, and I joined it in 2019 after I got a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I've been with them since then. Find the services very beneficial, from the initial counselling sessions that I did, and then to meeting the lads in the group. Very fortunate to meet the lads and know some of the lads, and to be with them when the gardening project started off, and just kind of it's for anyone that's going through any kind of cancer or any kind of treatment at the minute, or have someone that's going through cancer, like, we're there. Come into us, sit down with us, tell us your story, or just sit down and listen to what we're talking about. It's not strictly cancer. We talk about football, we talk about anything including cancer, but you'll get advice from people. There's lads there that have been through stoma groups and prostate, lung cancer, non-Hodgkin's like myself, various other forms of cancer. So we're there, and we're kind of, what we find a lot that is, if you're with the men's group and say you're with the gardener coach somewhere outside, when we're outside is when we do a lot of our kind of talking, because we're shoulder to shoulder, and that's how men will talk. There's a saying that women will talk face to face and men will talk shoulder to shoulder, and that's what we do when we're together, so I'd recommend it to anyone, or even if even if you were part of a group, maybe a men's shed or something like that, and you wanted to get maybe some advice on screening or just to talk in general, to make contact with Solace Centre. Maybe it could arrange for someone to go, and for one or two speakers to go and speak to the various groups, men's groups around, but definitely, if you're going through, after getting the diagnosis, don't be on your own, don't stay on your own, kind of seek some kind of, support, because it's not just about the medical side of things, it's about the holistic side as well, and they've been able to talk about what's going on with you. Even just this morning here at this gathering here, I was speaking with a member of the Garda, and he's got a friend who's after getting the diagnosis, and I gave him my number and I said, look, give me a shout if you need me, I'll do the initial contact for you, with the centre, so don't be afraid, don't be shy, it's cancer, it's as you heard, it's 50-50 between men and women, so it's there, and it's become more prevalent and prevalent as time goes on, so engage with services,
Paddy McMahon, I'm a member of the board of Solace Centre. I joined the board after my own cancer journey, I could see that there was a lot of help and support readily available within the Solace Centre. And while a board member, we've been looking at the numbers, and we've realised that men don't actually come forward voluntarily for this. The statistics at the moment are that only 27% of the client population are male. And we have to ask ourselves, where are the other men? Because cancer affects 50-50 men and women. So there's a lot of men out there who are not seeking support from Solace Centre, and we're there, we're available to do that. We highlighted that this year with the Run for Life, where the Sea of Orange was infiltrated with a range of blue T-shirts. So 27% of those T-shirts were blue, representing the men that actually do come to Solace Centre. But we want the other 23% to come as well. So events like this, held by Michael Griffin in Tramore, are amazing events just to get the message out there that men should be coming forward to look for support and to get the support, which is free of charge. You know, we do a lot of effort, Run for Life, a lot of other events during the year to raise the funds for it. So men should actually take full advantage, like the women.